For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I work 365 days a year trying to fight the drug war, getting on the radio, in the newspapers, but there's a lot of folks around the country doing the same thing. One of them is Loretta Nall.
I do a lot of independent media with Pot TV, which you can check out at Pot TV on the Internet. I do some AM radio talk show hosting here in Alabama, and I do my own show called the U.S. Marijuana Party Show, and I travel all over the U.S. and Canada investigating drug war atrocities and just try to get, you know, the word out.
We've talked about supporting one another, cross-pollination.
Yeah, cross-pollination is good. We need to network with everybody, all organizations and people that have an interest in drug policy reform. And I don't mean just people that are involved in drug policy reform. I think we need to branch out and infiltrate, to use that word, other organizations, because we're going to have to get them on board before we ever really see change. We're going to have to do the, you know, Women League of Voters and things of that nature, you know, the Lions Club, Kiwanis. But as far as cross-pollination, yes, we need to cross. I need to get you on Pot TV, and then I'll be on your show, and all of us that are doing these kinds of things need to, you know, spread each other's work around.
Now, I would throw the NRA in there, too, because I think they're very like-minded if they just stop and think about it.
I believe so, too. You know, and what I use with the gun advocates, because I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment right of the Constitution. I'm an Alabama girl, and, you know, I believe in owning firearms. It's as simple as that. And with the NRA and groups of that nature, the thing that I like to bring out to them is that they could lose their rights to own a firearm for something that somebody could track into their home on the bottom of their shoe, or some plant material that could fall out of somebody's pocket and land in their couch cushion. And, you know, if the police ever had a reason to come into their home with a search warrant and found it, well, there you go. You no longer have the right to own a gun. And I think it's important to bring that out when you're talking to, you know, the Second Amendment's rights people.
Loretta Nall has joined us as our ninth reporter for the Drug Truth Network, and we'll be working with Dennis Bernstein of Flashpoints out in Berkeley, California.
Dean Becker, I want to thank you very much for the great work you do on your show. It's the Drug Truth Network, because we need to work together. We need to work together all around this network to use the intelligence, the information, the solidarity, the vision to unite and take on these lying networks and force it, embarrass the mainstream, push it in there. You're doing great work in that regard, and I urge people to tune in and learn a lot more about the drug trade from the great work that you're doing, Dean Becker. We're going to be collaborating with you as we continue our series on drugs and the national security state. We thank you for being with us on Flashpoints.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.